Okay, we're on the bottom of Chesamadeis. Mishnah says that there's no difference between Sfarim, which is Sifrei Torah, and Neviim and Ksuvim, and Tefillin and Mezuzos, according to the Tanna Kamma. So if you're allowed to write Sfarim in any language, and Tefillin and Mezuzos have to be written in Ashuris Hebrew. Shmuel Mil says even Sfarim are not mutter in every language, only in Greek or in Ashuris. Okay, Sfarim nechtov mecholashon, the Gemara, v'raminu, mikra shekosvu targum, v'targum shekosvu mikra, uksav ivri einam atami esiodayim, ad shiichtevenu b'ksav ashuris ala sefer u'bidyo. So here it says that if you wrote mikra, targum, okay, in other words, instead of in Hebrew, you wrote it in Aramaic, or you wrote those parts that are Aramaic, like sefer Daniel. You wrote them in Hebrew, uksav ivri, or you wrote it in ksav ivri, which is old Hebrew, einu matam esiodayim. So it doesn't have kedushas sefer Torah, or we'll see, whatever, it doesn't have kedushas or whatever the sefer we're talking about. And it's not matam esiodayim. We learned already quite a few times that they were gozer, one of the yud ches dvarim, was that svarim, sefrei Torah, neviim, ksuvim, are matam esiodayim. We just had it a few amudim before. Because they used to keep truma next to what's called the svarim, and the mice would come and eat the truma, and they would eat the svarim also. So in order for people to keep their truma away from the svarim, they made it that svarim are metames yodayim. People don't want to get their truma tome, so they kept it away from the svarim. But a sefer that's written in one of these ways, either you wrote the targum part in mikra, or the mikra part in targum, or you wrote it in ksav ivri, so it's not a bona fide sefer, and there's no gzeir on that of Tumas Yodai. It has to be written b'ksav ashuris, ala sefer, meaning on cloth, u'bidyo, and with the ink that is efshar lizai, that you could possibly erase. So mashm over here, that not like the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that it's written in every language. And here it says it has to be written in ashuris in order to be considered a kosher sefer. Omar Rava Lokasha, Shirashi, Nikra Shikosu Targum, Sefer Shikosu Beloshen HaKodesh, Haroi Liftobo Mikra, Kosu Beloshen Arami. Right? The regular Parashios HaTorah, which were written in Hebrew, and instead you wrote it in Aramaic. You wrote it like the Targum. The Targum, Shoyo Royally Kosu Bo Targum, Kagon Yigar Sadusa, or parts of the Torah that are written in Aramaic, like Yigar Sadusa, Kosu Mikra, Gal Eid, and you wrote it in the Hebrew version, which is Galed. Ukigon Targum Ksav Shel Daniel VeEzra, or Svarim that are written in Aramaic, like a Daniel and Ezra, and you wrote them in Hebrew. Uksav Ivri, O Shaloshinas Haloshim. Till now we're talking about changing the language. Now we're talking about changing the Ksav. You didn't write it in Ashuris, Avoshinas Haksav, Shekosu B'Ksav Shel Eivr Hanar. You wrote it in Old Hebrew. Meseches Sanhedrin, Koyed Le Kisva Libunoa. That Old Hebrew is called, that's what they wrote on the Shkalim or whatever, Shekel, that's all called Old Hebrew, that was the Ksav Ivri. Okay. And that's called Ksav Libuno. Ad Shechtevenu Ashuris, Ksav Ashuris, Ksav Shalonu. Ksav Ashuris is what we call Hebrew. Okay, so the Mara says, so it's a stira here, it doesn't go like anybody. It has to be an Ashuris in order to be kosher. It's not the Tanakama, it's not Rav Shim Gamliel. Omar Rava Lokasha, kan begufan shalonu, kan begufan shalohem. Right? It depends what characters you write. Right? When it says you can write it b'chol lashon, it doesn't mean you can write it in any script. You can write it in any language. In other words, you can take the Torah and write in the beginning aleph yud nun, right? The right. What? It's not really tough. It's to write the, you have to write a Dalid and a, I don't remember. What? No, it's not. That's not the way you write in Gittin. Whatever it is. Right? Let's forget about the beginning. Right? You get that here. Okay. So so if you write it in Ksav Ashuri, but you write it in a different language, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. If you write it in a different Ksav, that's what the Bryce is talking about. Rashi, Gufan Ksiva. That's a script. kan begufan shalanu masnisen diktani bechaloshon shaloshinus aksav elishinus aloshon. You didn't change the script, but you changed the language. Brisa begufan shalohen, and the brisa is talking where you change the script. Script everybody holds is no, it has to be the script of Ashuris. Omer le Abaya, the Mayo Kimta, so Abaya said to Rava, what did you say that what's it called that the Brisa is talking about, that it's no good, is Begufan Shalohen. So my era Mikra Shekostu Targum, Vatargum Shekostu Mikra, Athilu Mikra Shekostu Mikra, Vatargum Shekostu Targum, Novi. Right, the Hoktani, Achich Devenu Ashuris, Allah Sefer Bidyo. Right? Bayi says to Rava, that can't be the Pshat and the Brisa. Because if the Pshat and the Brisa is that the problem is that you wrote it in a different script, and that's why it's not good, then what difference does it make if you wrote Yagarsa Hadusa in a different script, or you wrote, Galed, that was supposed to be Galed, or supposed to be Yagarsa Hadusa, you changed the Targum or whatever, doesn't make a difference. Even if you wrote what's there, like you wrote Vayidaber, but you wrote it in English, it's no good, right? You wrote V-I-Y-A-D-E-B-R, that's no good, right? And even if you wrote, the Targum as it appears in the Torah, or you wrote the Mikra as it appears in Mikra, if you wrote it in different characters, it's not kosher. So how could the Braisa be talking where you're writing it in different characters, not in a different Lashon, right? If the Braisa says that it makes a difference whether it's Targum that you're writing Targum or Mikra, that you're writing Mikra, right, Lechora, it doesn't make a difference one bit. The main thing is that the characters aren't the same. Ela Lokasha, so Abaye said different terrors. Horabon and Horab Shim Gamliel. The Braisa goes like Reb Shim Gamliel, that no other language is okay, and the Mishnah is like Tanakama says that other languages by Svarim are okay. Where says, Reb Shim Gamliel, he gave on this. That can't be. Because then it should say in the Braisa that the exception is Greek. Greek is okay. Right? And a Hanami. No Lashon is okay. Right? It has to be Ashuris, but it could also be Greek. So if it's Rav Shim Gamliel, then it should say Greek too, Rashi. The Omar Ad Sheikh Devenu B'Ksav Ashuris, the Braisa that says it has to be written B'Ksav Ashuris goes according to Rav Shim Gamliel. The polygad the Rabban, Masnisen, who argues on the Rabban, and he holds it, Svarim can't be written b'chol lashon. Tomorrow says, Ereb Shim Gamliel, Amai Ketoni b'Brais, Ad Sheikh Devenu Ashuris. Why does the Brais say the only way it's kosher is if you write it Ashuris, right? B'chorah, there's another way it could be kosher, according to Shim Gamliel. If you write Yevonis. Elolokash, another possible teretz. So far we've gotten rid of two possible teretzim, now a third possible teretz. Kan b'Svarim, kan b'Tfilin mezuzos. The Mishnah that says that you can write it in any language is talking about Sifrei Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. But the Braisa is not talking about Svarim. It's talking about Tefillin and Mezuzahs, right? Tefillin and Mezuzahs, my time. Why is Tefillin and Mezuzahs different than other Svarim? Mishum Dechsib Behu V'Hoyu. V'Hoyu Hadvorim Wa'ele. Right? Alev Avchem. Right? So it says V'Hoyu. V'Havi Yosem Yehu. They have to be the way that they were written in the Torah to begin with. So where it says, my targum shekosvo mikra ika, right? The ma'isa with soma til mezuzas, then the concept of targum that you wrote mikra or mikra that you wrote targum doesn't apply. There's no targum in tefillin and mezuzas that you could have written mikra, right? In the Sefer Torah, bishlam Torah ika yagar sadusa, right? In the Torah, there is words written in Aramaic, right? By Lavan. It says Lavan called it yagar sadusa, and Yaakov called it in Hebrew galed. So there the Hebrew is Galed, and the Aramaic, which is written in the Torah, describing what Lavan called it, is Yigar Sazusa. Elohocha my Targum Ika. But in Tefillin and Mezuzahs, there's no words that are written b'Targum that you could have written them b'Mikra. So it can't be applied to Tefillin and Mezuzahs. The whole Braisa doesn't make sense if it's only applies to Tefillin and Mezuzahs. So that answer goes by the wayside. Elolokasha, see Rashi. Elolokashi Garcinan, Bahoyu Advorim or Eliksi, Batil Mazuzas, Kshesuvim Bohem, Parshir Shal Shema. Right? By Shema it says, Bahoyu Advorim Ho'ela, and after that it mentions Tfilin and Mezuzah. It has to be Bahoyu Mamish the way that they're written in the Torah. Can't write in any other language. Mora says, now a new answer. lo kasher. Kan b'megillah, kan b'svarim. Right? There's a difference. Our Mishnah, when it says all svarim are written in any language, is only all the svarim of Tanakh except for Megillah Esther. Megillah Esther is an exception. Right? Megillah Maitaima. Why Megillah is different? Right? Tichsiv bo kichsovam v'chilshonam. It says the El HaYehudim kichsovam v'chilshonam. They wrote the letters to all the different provinces in their language and then their writing. In other words, in the script for that language and that language. And LaYehudim kichsovam v'chilshonam. And it's to the Jews in their writing and in their language, which means Hebrew. So therefore, it has to be written for us in Hebrew. So Mara says, my targum, shekostel mikra ikra, so same problem we have with the tefillah mezuzahs. Where is their targum in the Megillah? Right? Amar Papa, yeah, there is. The nishma pisgam hamelech. Pisgam is not a Hebrew word, it's an Aramaic word. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak omar, v'chol hanoshim yitnu yikor levaveihim. Yikor is not a Hebrew word, it's an Aramaic for covet. Yikar in Aramaic means covet. Okay, Rashi. No Rashi. Bashar Svar Nevi'im Uksuvim. And the, what's it called then? This is talking about Megillah Esther. Okay. So that's the answer. The answer is the Bryce is talking about Megillah Esther, and even the Tanakhama holds that you could write all Svarim, but any language holds that by Megillah Esther you have to write it in Hebrew and not in another language. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar, Rav Ashi Omar, Kitanya hi b'shar svarim, Reb Yehudah. Rav Ashi gives another teretz. The Braisa that says that you have to write it, b'ksav Ashuri, right, is not Rav Shim Gamliel, it's not the Tanakam of our Mishnah, but it's Reb Yehudah. The Tanya, Tfilin and Mezuzahs ein nichtovim el Ashuris. Right, Tfilin and Mezuzahs can only be written in Ashuris. But Rav Hoseinu Hitiru Yevonis. Rav Hoseinu is Rav Shim Gamliel. Rav Shim Gamliel says, not only is Ashuris okay, you can write it in Yevonis also. And the Gemara learns from Psukim that Yevonis, according to Rav Shim Gamliel, is different. I v'hoksi v'hoyu. I l'maisa, it says v'hoyu. It has to be written the way it's written in the Torah. So how could there be an opinion that says you could write it in Greek? Ela eim asfarim nichtob m'cholashim. But Rav Hoseinu Hitiru Yevonis. Right? A svarim can be written in any language, and what's it called? And Rabbi Seinu itiru Yevonis, and Rabbi Seinu, which is Rav Shim Gamliel, was only mater Yevonis, like our Mishnah. Michlal the Tanakama osar, right? Mashma that what's it called? That the Tanakama holds Yevonis as osar, right? Mashma Rav Shim Gamliel is coming to be mekel. He says even Yevonis is okay. They say every language is okay. Ella. Ema, read it the following way. Rabbi Seinu lo hitiru shiichtivu el Yevonis. Rav Shim Gamliel, who's Rabbi Seinu, holds you can only write it in Greek. It can't be written in any other language except for Ashuris, except for Greek. And the Tanakhama holds any language. Vitanya, and there's a brice on that. Om Rav Yehuda, af kishitiru Rabbi Seinu Yevonis lo hitiru el b'sefer Torah. Right? Even the Rav Shim Gamliel was mater. Yevonis, he only was matter in the Sefer Torah. Umishum Maisa the Talmi HaMelech. And because of the Maisa of Talmi HaMelech, that's why Sefer Torah is different. But Nevi'im Meksuvim is taka not good, afilu what's it called, Biyavonis. So therefore, we're going back to the almost original Teretz. The original Teretz is that the Braisa was Rav Shim Gamliel, who holds that you can't write in any language. The question on that was, you can write it in Yevonis. That's only Sefer Torah. And we're not talking about a Sefer Torah here, we're talking about Shar Svarim, the Nevi'im Ksuvim. And that can only be written in what's it called, in Ashuris. So that's this Teretz. Rashi. Michlal is Tanakama Bitmi of a Tanakama Shori B'cholosh. Right? If you have this Girsa, Rabbi Seinu, right, Hitiru B'Yavonis is Mashma, they say it's Yavonis, okay, but the Tanakama says not. That's not true. Tanakhama says every language is okay. Rabbi Seinu Omer Rav Shim Gamliel. Rabbi Seinu is Rav Shim Gamliel. Talmi Melech Mitzrayim Hoya. Talmi was a Greek king of Egypt. Okay. What happened by Talmi HaMelech?
The Tanya, Maisi v'Talmi Amelech, Shekinei Shivim u'Shnayim Zekenim, Talmi Amelech gathered together 72 Zekenim, Dechnisam b'Shivim v'Shnayim Batim, and he put them in 72 cubicles, little rooms, V'Logilo Hem Amakim, so he didn't tell them why he gathered them, and they all were isolated from each other. V'Nichnasei Tzol Kol Echadech, and he went to each one separately, V'Omer Lahem Kisvili Toras Moshe Rabchem. I want you to translate the Torah into Greek. And the Rabbanu Shel Olam made a nes, and they all wrote the exact same changes when they translated into Greek. The cost below, these are the following changes they made. Elohim bara bereshis. Right? They didn't write bereshis bara Elohim, but Elohim bara bereshis. See Rashi? Elohim bara bereshis, es ha-shamayim. Shelo yomar bereshis shemu. That he shouldn't think, and even though it was written in Greek, but they wrote it in a way that it didn't follow the order of the Hebrew. Because even in Greek, it would sound like Bereshis is a God who created Hashem. Bereshis bara Elohim. Bereshis created Elohim. So they wrote it in such a way that it was clear that that God, and they started with Rabban Shalom's name, because the Talmud also felt that if you have a choice to start with other words or to start with the name of a deity, you're going to start with the name of a deity. So if it starts with Bereshis, then that's the deity. Elamai, they started with Elohim. Elohim bara Bereshis. Right? They put God created in the beginning. Shelayomer Bereshis Shem, who shtei rishiyos, say there's two gods. Verishon bara Sasheni. And the first one, the Bereshis, created the second one, Elohim. Next thing they changed was Esa Adam Bitzelim Uvidmus. Not Nasa Adam Bitzalmenu Kidmusainu, because that sounds like there's more than one God. Let us make. And even though the Medrash says that the Rabbanu Shalom asked an Eitzah from the Malachim to teach us he should ask an Eitzah even for somebody smaller, Talmi Amelech was about Gaiva, he wouldn't accept that, right? We'd have to ask Eitzahs from smaller people. So he wouldn't accept the Drasha. Therefore they put for him Esa Adam. They put it in the singular. Rashi, Esa Adam, Shemikan Pokru HaOmrim Shtei Rishuyos, say, Deceive Nasa Adam. People who believe in two gods, right, two Rishuyos, bring a raya from here. Vayichal Bayom Hashishi, Vayishbos Rim Hashvi. In Vayichulu, they didn't put Vayichal Elokim Bayom Hashvi. We have, what does it mean he finished on the seventh day? So Chazal say that, what did he finish with? Rest. Rest was missing, and Menucha was the finishing of creation. Talmi HaMelech doesn't have that concept, that rest is a positive thing, and therefore they had to put Vayichal Elokim Bayom Hashishi. He finished his work on the sixth day. Vayichal Bayom Hashishi Shelo Yomer Im Kein Osa Malacha B'Shabbos. Tokshi Vayichal Bayom Hashvi. V'hu Lo Yikabel Ol Medrash Chachamim Shedorshu Bamaha Hoya Olam Chaser Menucha Bosa Shabbos Bosa Menucha V'zeh Gomra. That's what's it called. That's our drasha. But he wouldn't accept that. So therefore they put it for him. The Rabban Shalom finished on the sixth day. Zohar and Akeva Bro'o, Velo Kosvu Bro'am. It says in the Torah, Zohar and Akeva Bro'am. The Rabban Shem created them, Zohar and Akeva. He put Zohar and Akeva Bro'o in the singular. Why? What was the mistake? The Akeva Bro'o, Velo Kosvu Bro'am. The Mashma Shnei Gufim, Bora Kolecha, Zohar and Akeva, Shnei Partsufim. Because the way we have it, it's Mashma, the Rabban Shem created two separate bodies, each one Zohar and Akeva. He created them, Zohar and Akeva. The truth is, the pshat is, the Rabban Shalom intended to make them separate, but he created them in one body to begin with. That's how we learn it. The two partsufim. There was one body with two things, but the machshava rishona was to separate them. So really, it's two in one that still has both aspects. But Talmud wouldn't believe that, and therefore he would say, if that's the case, then how come it doesn't tell us the names of the other one? It tells us Adam and Chava. How about the other set? But Cain Kosu Bro Shekach Nivra Adam B'Shnei Partsufim. The Marsha says a little bit different than Rashi. He says that Talmi would have thought Zohar Nekeva Bro'am is that he originally created a male and a female. Not that he created them together and then separated them. He created them separate to begin with. Okay, that would be the mistake. Hava Erdo Ve'Evla Shom Svasam. Right, when the Baruch Shem said by the Migdal Bavel, let me go down and mix up their language, instead of Hava Nerda in the plural. And we learn that the Baruch Shem goes with his Beis Din. Right? The Rabbanu Shalom goes down with the Beis Nishamala to decide. Doesn't do it on his own. But Talmud HaMelech wouldn't accept that. And therefore, in order not, shouldn't think there's more than one God, right? It says Erda in the singular. Vatitzchak Sara Bikroveha instead of Vatitzchak Sara Bikirba. Right? Because by Avram it says he laughed and nothing happened to him. By Sarah it says she laughed and she got reprimanded. What's the difference between them? So by the, what's it called? They, instead of saying Bikirba, that the Talmud would not have accepted that the same word Vatitzchak in Hebrew is one meaning, that's how we learn it, that Avram laughed out of joy, chagi, the Targum says. And Sarah laughed out of the fact that it was incredulous. She said it's impossible. She laughed as if to mock. That's why she was reprimanded. But Talmud wouldn't have accepted that. It says the same word. So they changed it to kroveha, meaning she laughed amongst other people. That's one shot. And other, Mela, it affected other people. Avraham Avinu laughed to himself. Didn't affect anybody else. So he wasn't reprimanded. The others say what it means is bikroveha, Sarah looked at her body and she said, could a body like this, what's it called, produce children? So her non-belief came from what she saw, as if the Rabbanu Shalom can't change the body. Avraham Avinu, it's possible for a person to say, wow, that's really something, you know, something, not impossible, but it's really a wonder if this could happen. But not that it's impossible because of what I see. Right? But if you say, well, what I see makes it impossible, means you believe what you see more than what the Rabbanu Shalom says. If it's hard to believe what the Rabbanu Shalom said, it's hard to believe it. But not because what you see is more important than what the Rabbanu Shalom says. It's another idea of Bikroveho. Rashi, Bikroveho, Shalom Yomer al Avraham lo hikpid, Dechsiv Yitzchak, Ve'asorah hikpid. He shouldn't ask. It says Avraham laughed and he didn't get any reprimand. And Sarah laughed and she got reprimanded. Others say, Taka, that the reprimand for Sarah was to give a, what's it called, I think the Baal Shem Tov says, sometimes a person does something wrong, and then the Rabbanu Shalom lets him see somebody else do that same thing wrong, and he is paskins the din on that other person. Same thing over here. The Rabbanu Shalom reprimanded Avram through Sarah. She did the same thing as him, and he gave the reprimand through her. She said it to other people. That's how Rashi learns. Ki ba'apam hargu shor uvirtzonam ikru avos. Now it says ki ba'apam hargu ish uvirtzonam ikru shor. So they change it ki ba'apam hargu shor. That Shimon and Levi killed out a whole city. So they changed it. They killed out a shor. To them, that city was only compared to an animal. Right? They were like animals. It doesn't say b'feirish ish. And even though what was the heter for Shimon and Levi to kill out the whole city, so they say either because they were over there the Zara, the Chayiv Misa anyway, or because they didn't try and punish what's it called Hamor and Shem for what they did, and that's one of Shev Mitzvah Noach to judge people who are over on the seven mitzvahs, that's Dinim, and they're Chayiv Misa for that. Others say that they wanted to kill Shechem and Hamor, but the city would have killed them for doing it. So they were rode to him. They were allowed to kill him. And some say, they did something wrong. And that's why Yaakov Avinu cursed them in the end. Cursed their anger. The attacker did something wrong. They shouldn't have killed out the city. Vayikach Moshe's ishto, the esbon of Vayarkivei Malnose ben Eodam. Doesn't say put him on a donkey. Hamor, one reason is because it's not proper, not sneistic for a woman to ride on a donkey with her legs on one side and the other side, right? That's not the proper way. So it's about kive malach hamor. So it doesn't, since it said ishto, it doesn't want to say hamor. Even though in the Torah we hold that she rode side saddles, so it's not a problem. And therefore you put nosei b'nei adam. Rashi says a different shot, nosei b'nei adam. The mashma gomel. And nosei b'nei adam is either a horse or a camel. Shelo yomer Moshe rabchem lohoy lo suso gomel. Right? People wouldn't say, Moshe, your major prophet only had a donkey, didn't have a nice horse or whatever. They said, well, why didn't he change by Avraham Avinu? Vayach Moshe's chamoro. When they ask, hey, your Avraham Avinu didn't have anything better than a donkey to ride on? Because Avraham Avinu, it says, Beferish, he was rich. So he couldn't ask the kasha. He used one to use a donkey. Why did he use a donkey? Could he use the horse? But Moshe doesn't say anywhere at this point he was rich. So they're going to ask, Moshe, what's it called? Nothing better. He was your major prophet, and God couldn't provide him anything with more than a donkey. Moshe b'nei Yisrael asher yoshu Mitzrayim v'shara rotzos arba me'oshana. Says they, what's it called, they were in Mitzrayim and other lands 400 years. Because in the Torah it says, b'Mitzrayim arba me'oshana. It's not true. We couldn't have been in Mitzrayim arba me'oshana because Levi was miyordei Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu went out when he was 80. And if you add all the years of Levi, Kahas, Amram, and Moshe together, right, not consecutively, there's not 400 years. So they said, b'shara rotzos. Rashi, hargu shor, shelo yomar ratzchonim hayu avoseichem. Your ancestors were a bunch of murderers. Shari avi and meyed aleim shem hargu ish. Their own father said they killed a person. B'kach kos v'shor, shelo hayu chashuvim be'enov eleke behemos. Even the father considered like behemos, meaning they were chayiv misa. V'lo hikbid ala behemos. Right? Even though Talmi is not going to be happy that they call Goyim behemoth, but over here it means behemoths that were roi to Shech. Just like a behemoth is fit to Shech, these people were chayiv misa. Uveshar rotzo, shelo yomer sheker kosu batorah. Shari kahas miyordi Mitzrayim hoyo. Kahas was from one of the ones who went down to Mitzrayim. Ushata monish nosav shel kahas, ushnosav shel Amram, ushnosav shel Moshe, kulon en magiyos l'dal me'oshona. All of them consecutively don't reach 400 years. They didn't live consecutively. They lived concurrently. Right? How do we learn it? Right? Well, not that we were 400 years in Mitzrayim, but the Gzeira of Golos Mitzrayim was 400 years from the time that Yitzchak was born. From the Gzeira till Yitzchak was born was 30 years. And Mishanolad Yitzchak, Achiyot Yisrael Mitzrayim, Arba Mishan, from Yitzchak's birth till they went out of Mitzrayim was 400 years. Tzei Mehem Shishim Shag Yitzchak, right, how do you figure that out? Yitzchak was 60 years old, right, Shag Yitzchak, Umeya Velamid Shechoya Yaakov, right, Yaakov was born when Yitzchak was 60, so that's 60 years of Yitzchak before Yaakov, and then 130 of Yaakov, Kishabal Mitzrayim, he was 130 when he came to Mitzrayim. Nisharu Mosayim Ve'eser, what's left? 210 years. That's exactly as much as they were in Mitzrayim, 210 years. The Chein Hoysa Gzeira, Kigeri Yazaracha Be'eretz Lolohem. The Gzeira wasn't they should be in Mitzrayim and in Shibud 400 years, but they should be, firstly, Ger Be'eretz Lolohem, a portion of the time, then Va'avadum, and then Ve'inu also. So each period was a different thing, and the first part was Geri Elohim, Be'eretz Lolohem, that was in Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Plishtim, which wasn't yet given to Avram Avinu. V'lo Nemra B'Mitzrayim, Ela Be'eretz Lolohem. Kshenolad Yitzchok, Hoy Avram Ger, Be'eretz Plishtim. When Yitzchok was born, Avram was a Ger in Eretz Plishtim, and that land wasn't yet given to him. U'mei Oz, Achiyotz, Mitzrayim, Nimtze Yitzchok, V'zaro, Shein Zaro, Shel Avram Gerim. Ushloshim shel kodem lechem, what was the 30 before? That's what it says in the Torah. At the end of 430 years they left, because the 30 years was from Bris Ben Abisarim until the birth of Yitzchak. But from the actual birth of Yitzchak was Ger Yez Zaracha, it was only 400 years. Lechem lo nimnu b'gzeres lo zaracha tzi. Okay. Vayishlach is Zatute b'nei Yisrael, v'yel Zatute b'nei Yisrael lo sholach yodo. Rashi Zatute loshen chashivus. It says in the Torah, Vayishlach is Nari b'nei Yisrael. Ve'el Nari b'nei Yisrael. Atzilei b'nei Yisrael lo sholach yodo. Right? Narim could be unimportant people. A Nar. Right? Even though over here Narim also means Chashuvim. Right? But Talmi, they had to write it in Greek as if it said in Hebrew Zatute. Loshen Chashiva. So Nari, Loshen Katnis. So Talmi would have said, well, you send your unimportant people, what's it called, to witness Matan Torah, they're the special ones. The Yomer Gruim Shalachem Shalach Makabu Pnei Ashrina, those are the people you went to Makabu Pnei Ashrina, the Na'arim, the youth. The El Zatut Ibn Yisrael, but also Parsha, the same Parsha. Lefisha Kosu Zatut Eitchila, Chosu Vekosu Kishimom HaRishon. They wrote the same word that was correspondent to Zatute in Greek, or Greek, the correspondent to Zatute, and they didn't write Vilatzile ben Yisrael, they didn't change the word, because Atzile means important people, but it's a different word in Greek. So they wrote the same, to keep it parallel, they wrote the same word for Zatute, which means Chashuvim, they wrote it twice.